Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. One should provide adequate facilities for the guest. Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one should have a bed for himself, for his wife, and the third for a guest, and the fourth would be for the devil. Note the above hadith does not imply that it is not permissible to have more than four beds in a house. What the hadith is referring to is that one should have sufficient arrangements for oneself, the family, and for the guest that one receives. Thus, if a person receives a number of guests at a time, he should have adequate facilities for all of them. What is prohibited is to amass more than what is required. The fourth in the hadith is not meant literally, rather it implies to the unnecessary extra item. Sayyidina Abu Karimah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the compulsion of accommodating a guest who reaches a settlement or a town at night rests upon all the Muslims of that area. Note, if a traveler arrives at night all of a sudden, it would be compulsory on all the Muslims in that area to make arrangements for his accommodation. Many areas have travelers' rooms for this purpose. Imam Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi is of the opinion that this hadith and its likes were confined to the initial days of Islam when hosting the guest was compulsory. He claims that this hadith is subsequently abrogated. The first person to host a guest, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the first person to entertain a guest was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. It is said that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam would never eat his meal without a guest. Sometimes he would walk for a distance in search of a guest to join him in the meal. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.